In Britain, the government is again slaughtering animals because of foot and mouth disease. There have been three outbreaks in the past few days, hotspots they're being called, all in the Northumberland farming region. There had been hopes in Britain, and there still are, that foot and mouth might be vanquished after drastic measures were taken in the spring. Back in March, we talked with Jo Jones. She ran a dairy farm with her husband, Winston, in a small town in Wales. They had lost that week their entire herd of dairy cows. Today, she told us, her heart goes out to the farmers suffering new outbreaks.
If you still hear the word foot and mouth, it fills you with terror, and all you think of is what the farmers who have gone down are going to go through, having been there. That's how I think of it, as on a personal level.
Had you begun to think that perhaps you would get through, that England and Wales would get through the summer without this recurrence?
I think we all hoped that would be the case, yes.
The tourism had come back and people were going there for walks again in the countryside.
No, that's not happened, not big time yet.
But the government's been trying to encourage that.
Yes, I mean, certain areas certainly have been opened up again, without a doubt. Anyway, you know, that's, I mean, what I'd really like to say to you is to thank your country for the support they gave us when I did the last interview 6 months ago.
Yes, when we talked to you before.
Yeah, and I would like to say an absolutely massive thank you. The response from the American people was awesome, mind-blowing, and we've shared a lot of the communications we've had with the American people, with our friends that have suffered the same as ourselves, and I would like to thank, well, my husband, myself and my daughter would like to thank the American public from the bottom of our hearts.
Back in March, when we did talk with you, you had had to destroy more than 200 Holstein dairy cattle.
Yeah.
What's happening now?
Very little. You're still very much coping from day to day, trying to make sure that you're making the right decisions for the future. Obviously, we've done as what we can with the farm over the last 6 months, and we've made silage. We've put silage in our own clamps, you know, in the anticipation of having cows back. We've made a lot of hay that we wouldn't normally do. The farm looks scruffy, you know, where ground would have been grazed and managed. It's now, I say, looking neglected, which is incredibly depressing when you've been farming a farm well for, you know, three generations. And everyone's nervous to restock because there is still foot and mouth in the country. We are officially allowed to restock from last Friday, but as you can imagine, we're terrified to do so.
Is there any other source of income for the farm as you go into harvest time here?
No, nothing at all. My husband's been doing some contracting. I've been doing a bit of anything and everything. You've got to go and find the work where you can.
Now, the government, as I recall, was promising to help the dairy farmers who had lost their cows. What happened?
Well, the compensation was for the cattle we lost, irrespective of, you know, a lot of those cows were capable of giving £15,000 of milk in their lifetime, plus give you a calf every year. I mean, all we got was the value of the stock the day they shot them. There will be no program to help anybody. You get your compensation and then see what you can rebuild out of that. But to say, in a bereavement like this, which it was, and I can honestly say that after 6 months, the pain is as bad, if not worse some days.
What is the social life like for you and the other families in the valley? Do you get together? Do you have potluck suppers? Do you have dances? Do you go to church and talk about these things? What's going on?
The whole community has been drawn much, much closer together. I think a lot of us that have said, you know, we've got to have big social gatherings and things to cope with all this. And none of us feel right to do it, if you can understand that.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't feel right to do it. There is nothing to celebrate, of course.
Mrs. Jones, thank you for talking with us again.
Okay.
And I hope things go better for you.
All right. Thanks very much.
Do you see a brighter spot for the fall at all? Anything
Not at the moment, no. But fingers crossed, eh?
Yes. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Jo Jones speaking with us from her farm in the town of Churchstoke in Montgomery in Wales.